Brilliance Audio presents Almost Astronauts, 13 Women Who Dared to Dream, by Tanya Lee Stone, performed by Susan Erickson. July 1999. One woman stands alone, off to the side of the crowd. She paces back and forth, agitated, excited, impatient. From the back, it is hard to tell her age. Her faded brown leather jacket and blonde ponytail reveal nothing. But if she were to turn to glance at the group of women on the observation bleachers behind her, you would see the lines of time etched on her face. You would see a smile tinged with sadness. Although the women behind her huddle close like sisters, sharing a chuckle, a tease here and there, a knowing look, it is not at her expense. They understand her need for solitude. This is an emotional time for all of them, but perhaps especially for her, Jerry Cobb. It was Jerry who led them in a quest to live their dreams. Jerry who first believed they had a shot at all this. Jerry who still, to this day, is fighting for her dream. Nearly 40 years earlier, it was Jerry who thought she would be exactly where Eileen Collins is right now, inside a NASA craft, about to fly into space. The crew of the STS-93 mission has been briefed. They've suited up and waved to the cameras on their walk out to the launch pad. They're on board the space shuttle, checking and rechecking their equipment, making sure all systems are go. The astronauts are ready. Lieutenant Colonel Eileen Collins is in charge. This is the first time a woman has ever been the commander of a space shuttle, has ever sat in the driver's seat. The thousands upon thousands of spectators who have come to get a glimpse of the action line their cars along the sides of the highway all around Cape Canaveral and crowd onto the beaches. But Jerry Cobb and the others are situated directly across the Banana River from the launch pad. This is as close as it gets. Only family and friends of the astronauts and VIP guests are invited to watch shuttle launches from this coveted spot. When Collins made her first launch, in 1995, she asked NASA to roll out the red carpet for the Mercury 13 women, and the agency agreed. They were given behind-the-scenes tours and introduced to space experts who had never heard their story. One of the women who attended, Janora Stumbau-Jessen, is missing today's launch to be at the opening of the new 99's Museum of Women Pilots. But many other women pilots are here, including women Air Force Service pilots, WASP, the first female pilots to fly military aircraft during World War II, Whirligirls, the first organization of female helicopter pilots, and pioneering air race champions. None, though, have closer personal ties to this historic event than Jerry Cobb and her group. Nearly 40 years ago, it was almost them. They were almost astronauts. And for a little while, that dream placed them on the same path together. It was a path that helped shape their personal stories, as well as the bigger, ongoing, living and breathing tale that is our American history.